thank you and we praise you, Lord, for forgiving our sins, Lord. We thank you for washing us in your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you, for your Shekinah glory filling this place, your presence, Lord. We thank you, we prayed in the Spirit, building up our most holy faith, that we can go from glory to glory tonight, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will teach and counsel and comfort us, that we shall be alive with your Spirit, Lord Jesus, no longer in the flesh. We have left the flesh. We had entered your favor and your grace, and we thank you and we praise you for the healing grace that's filling this place, meeting every need. We are your bride. We are sons and daughters. We are kings and priests, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we are right now in your presence. Because of your power, all things are possible with you, Lord Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Our God supplying our need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, and we lift you up tonight as we receive the teaching from your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Say, God's favor flows from the throne because of his nature, not because we have ever done anything or deserve anything, only by faith, on the basis of the finished work of Jesus, we can receive God's favor in abundance tonight, right now, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I like to go to my three favorite scriptures, Jude 1:20, then 1 John 2:20. 1 John 2:20. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Verse 20, but you have an anointing from him, from the Holy One, and you know all things. Isn't that strange that we have an anointing? But sometimes we have to get an oil change. I believe there's different levels. I believe that every time you get an oil change, God expects more from you. And so we do have an anointing. We do know all things. But in order to get the manifestation of things, we have to get different anointings, different refreshing, changing of oil, going to different levels. And the Holy Spirit is in us to teach us that. So he don't want us just staying in one place. So when you get saved, let's say, for example, you got baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. He wants you to go on further than that. There's some denominations, they stop at tongues and that's it. But God wants us to grow spiritually. God wants us to grow, go beyond that. So what he does is we kind of get an oil change, for lack of a way of explaining it, and we go into another level of the Holy Spirit, another anointing. And all of a sudden, we start having some more wisdom about things, about ourselves, about the power of Jesus, all things are possible with God, the mind of Christ, that we do have a power in us that overcome darkness and overcome Satan's power and overcome the works of the flesh and so on and so forth. So God is constantly working with us. Amen? He wants us to walk in the victory, doesn't he? He wants us to have the peace and the compassion. He wants us to understand the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He wants to flow through us. When we praise him, that's his presence, you see. And the anointing to minister is his power. So praise brings his presence, and then he anoints us to minister. That's the power of God coming through me into you, or vice versa. When you pray for people, that's the power of God. And we want to keep on growing because the anointing wants to keep on growing, keep getting oil changes. Amen? And so more oil changes, more power, if you can understand that. So when you pray for people, sometimes we don't have the anointing because it's up to the Holy Spirit to release things through us. That's his power. Sometimes people don't get healed or they don't receive. Well, you can get to a place, I believe you can, the scripture teaches, that we can do the same thing as Christ does. But we have to go through oil changes and we have to decrease and he has to increase. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we were just reading 1 John 2:20. Now we go to 2:27. When we talk about the anointing, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. 2:27, he wants to teach us all things. But the anointing which you have received from him Say, I have received the anointing from him. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and not a lie, and just as it taught you, it will abide in him. You will abide in him. God, the Holy Spirit, is our teacher. He wants to teach us all things. So it depends on the individual. What do we want to learn? Do we want to learn the supernatural? Do we want to learn about the kingdom? Do we want to learn about the blood? Do we want to learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Anything like that, the Holy Spirit can teach you. You have to spend time in the Word of God. You have to ask Jesus to help you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach you. So let's say, for example, you're looking for a gift. You want to flow in a gift. Well, he'll teach you how to flow in that gift. One of the things he does, you have to rely on him. You cannot lean to your own understanding. You got to acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Amen? You're with me tonight, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I don't want me standing up here talking to myself. I've already read this. I've already prayed about this. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I'm with you, Jesus. The anointing is teaching me right now to go beyond myself, to enter into the mind of Christ, the Word of God. I am the bride of Christ. I am a son. I am a daughter. Amen? We got to keep teaching this to bring us back from California. Sometimes our minds wander. We got to keep repeating things, and that's why I keep repeating things and bringing you back, because sometimes I see people, yoo-hoo, we're back here. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So you have the Holy Spirit, and he wants to teach you all things. All things. So really, we don't lack anything. We don't lack faith, because we have the gift of faith in us. We don't lack healing or grace, because we have that in us in Christ Jesus. Amen? So, the third scripture, before we go into talk about the gifts, hallelujah, Philemon 1:6. So, the Holy Spirit's teaching us, amen? Hallelujah. We're going to acknowledge everything that's in us, and the Bible says in Philemon 1:6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. So this is the little practice, the little school, the school of the Holy Spirit when you're home. Amen? And so you want to identify, you don't want to identify with darkness. See, we need to be a witness of light, because darkness don't know light, it can't come near light. The only time the devil comes near us or darkness comes near us is through our thinking process and what we say. That draws him. But he can't, if we are witnesses of the light, he can't come near the light. Satan can't. And you and I are light. Amen? Our light should be shining. We should be a witness of a light. How? By identifying all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. So you identify with the gifts. You identify with his grace. You identify with his love. You identify with his compassion, his mercy, his power. The name of Jesus Christ, all those things and much, much more is in us in Christ Jesus, right? So when you identify, you are witnessing about the light. Darkness cannot come to the light. So in order for us to be a witness of the light, there's got to be an identification or a spoken identification of all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Many people have trouble with their minds. And we start thinking about pornography or sin or anger or unforgiveness or bitterness or whatever it may be. That's darkness. So when you switch that off and start identifying with those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus, you are a witness to the light. And remember this, Satan cannot come to the light. If you are speaking light, it's just like these lights are on, darkness cannot fill this room in the natural. Because the lights are on. So if you turned it off, darkness would come in this room. So we want to be a witness to the light, and we want to carry the light. Amen? So it comes through identification. It comes through you saying that light, that things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So when you keep the light going, darkness, you see, you won't get into temptations, you won't get into pornography, you won't get into unforgiveness and bitterness and anger and all the things that the flesh gets into. If you'll identify every day, amen? So you are the light, I am the light. The Bible says our light will shine because Christ is the light in us. So it only shines as we are identifying with Christ in us. Amen? So everybody here is anointed. Everybody here has an anointing. Everybody here has the Holy Spirit. Everybody here has the mind of Christ. Everybody here is blood bought. Everybody here has all your sins have been washed in the blood. You know one of the things you ought to repeat every day? And it brings the light. The virgin birth is one. The suffering of Jesus Christ is two. The death of Jesus is three. The resurrection of Jesus is four. Those are four faiths that we ought to be expressing every day. See, some people don't believe that Jesus always was. We think for some reason he just arrived, but Jesus has no beginning, really, and the Father or the Holy Spirit don't. That's the reason why there was no mother involved. It's hard for our brains to receive this, but God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit always was. There was no birth or sexual birth through sexual in the spirit realm. There was just spirits. Amen? They had a spiritual body. And those are not produced by a man and a woman. So Jesus had to come down and go through the virgin birth. Why? To give us victory in the flesh. See? So that's why it's necessary to believe in the virgin birth. You see, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, you see, and out came Jesus. There was no sex there. And so Jesus really is from the Holy Ghost. But his fleshly body had to come to give us victory in the flesh. Over sin, sickness, disease, poverty. Amen? So he'd done all this in the flesh. If he didn't come, we wouldn't have victory over the flesh. We should have victory over the flesh right now as born-again Christians. Amen? That's light. Isn't it? That's light. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 12. Starting with verse 1, Sue. Hallelujah. We just want to stir the Spirit of God up, stir the gifts up, and so on and so forth. But if there's certain things we don't understand, in other words, if we don't believe in the virgin birth, we don't believe in his suffering, we don't believe in his death, we don't believe in his resurrection, or we don't believe that he always was. See, everybody can say, oh, I believe in the virgin birth, but do we really? If you do, then when you study that and find out that Jesus had to come in the flesh to give us victory in the flesh, how come we can't receive healing? How come we can't receive the gifts? How come we can't receive those things from God that are in Christ in us, the kingdom in us? How come we can't? How come there's many, many Christians who die of cancer, who die of sickness and disease? Is because we're going in the Word of God and a lot of things about finances and homes and cars and God's like a Santa Claus, you pull a chain, you see, and we forget why he came through the virgin birth. Why did he come in the flesh? Because if he didn't, you and I wouldn't have the gifts. We wouldn't have healing. We wouldn't have forgiveness of sins. And we should be walking in the resurrection power. So if you don't understand and you don't release that faith by speaking those lights every day into your life, it won't happen. So if you need healing, the message tonight is about God's healing grace. See, all the gifts come under grace. It's favor with God. Say, I have favor with God. So God wants you to be stirred up tonight about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why? That's light. That's in Christ, in you and I. Amen? We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So God wants to stir some things up in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jude 1:20, we built up our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. John 1:20, 2:27, the Holy Spirit is teaching us all things. And now I'm having identification, and I'm going to identify with all those good things that are in me in Christ Jesus. What am I going to identify? I'm going to identify with the gifts. The gifts are light. Amen? So as you identify with light, light will shine. It'll keep darkness out. The devil would like you to believe that you have no power, that your sins are not forgiven, that you're not washed in the blood, and he tries to bring you into guilt and condemnation, or us into guilt and condemnation, so that sickness can be produced in your body, because the body is subject to the mind, and whatever the mind thinks, it gives the body permission. Can you receive that? Hallelujah. So we want the body subject to the renewed mind and the Spirit of God and the gifts of God, gifts of the Spirit that are in us. Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant or misinformed. See, a lot of us go to certain denominations or something like that, and they don't speak about the gifts. They don't speak about the power of the Holy Spirit. They don't speak about or pray for people. They don't speak about the word of knowledge and wisdom and so on and so forth. So therefore, we become kind of misinformed about it. We hear this one say this about tongues, this one about miracles, this one about the word of knowledge, and we become misinformed. We just kind of got all this stuff rattling around our minds, and we really don't open the Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to counsel us. Everybody in here, if we could be turned loose in the world today with the power of the gifts of the Spirit, how many people could you set free and lead to Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit? Amen? Hallelujah. So we're witnesses of the light. This is part of the light, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Verse 2. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is always wanting to say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. A lot of Christians are Christians, but he's not Lord over our lives in all areas. We want Jesus to be Lord. We want to give him our heart. We want to give him our will. We want to give him our tongue. You know how much damage a tongue can do every day? So when you do that, you see, you're giving him permission to be Lord over your life. Not just be I'm saved through Jesus, but he wants to be Lord over our lives. If you want the power, if you want to flow in the gifts of the Spirit, then he has to be Lord over our lives. And it just can't come by, oh, I got this and I got that. God wants to demonstrate the power of God in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And you'll find out as we go down through here, it mentions the Spirit, it mentions the Lord, which is Jesus, and it mentions God, which is the Father. They're all involved in this. Although it's the Spirit of God who ministers us to us. Amen? So the gifts of the Spirit are very important to the Christian. And everybody puts an awful heap. We kind of put the light, the identification of Christ, we kind of put it in a box. And we identify with money. We identify with houses and cars, and we want the abundant life from God, and we want all these different things because we hear about the television people and so on and so forth, and they're always telling us about money. Amen? I'm not judging them, but I'm telling you, God starts with one. He don't start you at 10. We got to start 1, 2, 3, and we got to learn certain things. And if we'll learn it and we do it, you see, that's why it's important. Jude 1:20, you build up your most holy faith. You pray in the tongues. You pray in the Spirit. If you can't do that, you ought to ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Because the Bible says you're speaking right directly to God. Amen? Why do I want that? Because you're talking to God. That's why. That's what the Bible says. And you want to always ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to teach you and counsel you. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, going for a job, looking for a husband, looking for a wife, you ought to ask the anointing to teach you, the Holy Spirit to teach you. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then you've got to, I keep coming back to this because it's light. You've got to identify with those things that are in you in Christ Jesus. So the gifts are in you. Amen? Hallelujah. If some of you can tolerate the preaching, you'll receive the power tonight. You'll receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. This is not entertainment time, saints. This is for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen? So you got to hear the Word of God. You know why? Signs follow the Word. Amen? So some of you, the way I talk and everything, you'll have to tolerate me. Or else close your eyes and sleep until the Spirit starts moving. Until I open myself up and give over to myself over to the Spirit. Maybe you just want to snooze a little bit. Because I got to get this out. Because God gave it to me. Because signs follow the Word. They don't follow Ellery. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, maybe we ought to laugh a little bit. Praise God. That'll help. Nothing else will keep us awake, and we'll all think we're drunk on that new wine. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. See, the same Spirit. So God, the Holy Spirit, is so loving and kind. He just wants a... We heard a message tonight as Karen gave the message about... Well, it was a word of wisdom, I think. Hallelujah. About praise and about the presence and how he wants to walk with us, and praise will bring you into a presence and so on and so forth. You see, that was God speaking. God, the Holy Spirit, speaking through her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was one of the gifts manifested. So you've already been blessed. You've been blessed with praise and worship. Now you're being blessed with the Word. We were blessed by praying in tongues. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. See, I'm telling you, saints, we don't even know our ministry. Most people don't. If you took Ephesians 1, starting with verse 17, and read it every day, that your eyes will be open to his calling, instead of your calling, or what someone has suggested, but to his calling, and you pray that, you know, Moses spent 40 years on the backside of the desert. Caleb waited 40-something years. Abraham and Sarah wanted a child, and he was called at 75, didn't have it till he was 100. Galatians says you'll have a due season, you'll reap if you faint not. Amen? So if you're looking for a quick fix, now all things are possible with God. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, many people got a quick fix, didn't they? Jesus operated in the gifts. He didn't speak in tongues, but he said the believer will speak in tongues. The reason why he didn't speak in tongues, because he always said what the Father said. He always done what he saw the Father do. See, you know, you and I don't always say what the Father says, or the Holy Spirit in us says. Amen? Are you still with me? You shouldn't have taken some of those pills. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are differences of ministry, verse 5, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. Activities. There's many, many activities of the Holy Spirit. Many things happen in a service like this, and most people don't even contribute to the Holy Spirit. This one over here was giggling a little while ago. That's the Holy Spirit. This one over here was giving a message. That's the Holy Spirit. We are all praying in the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen? He's ministering right now. So you know what we're looking for? We're looking for some cloud to fall in here. I wish it would fall on all of us. But the Holy Spirit's moving and we don't contribute. We don't think, well, that may be, but I don't think that's the Spirit of God. You know why? We're out of touch with the Holy Spirit. We're out of touch with the light. We're out of touch with the teaching of the Holy Spirit. We're out of touch because we don't pray in the Spirit enough. We're not identifying with all those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. There's a lot of love in you. There's a lot of power in you. Amen? Yoo-hoo! This doesn't mean get up and go, goodbye. It just means Yeah, see this guy back there, he's waving here. Praise God. We got to make sure everybody's alive here. Sometimes you may have to pinch yourself and see if you're still here. All those problems you have and all those things you're thinking of, guess what? It'll all be gone before you leave. And it'll try to move back in. You know, Satan is in the moving business. Someone just caught on. Praise God. He's always trying to move things into our head. Amen? He's trying to rearrange the rooms up here. He don't want the rooms for God. Hallelujah. There's somebody here who's had something wrong down in your groin area. It's not in... I don't have much smarts when it comes to this. I just kind of... You know, but it's down in the groin area. It doesn't happen all the time, but it kind of, there's something there that you move the wrong way or something, you walk or something. God's healing. I don't know if it's a gland. It's kind of in the leg here, but God's healing that. And then somebody's getting a shoulder healed right now. Someone's getting a shoulder healed. It's in the muscle part up in here, and God's healing your shoulder right now. See, this is the Holy Spirit. Now, if you'll just stay here and stop going to California, you may get blessed. Amen? Where was I, in Concordance? Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. Huh? 12:6. See, Sue knows where I am. Praise God. Verse 7, but the manifestation of His Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So everybody gets a manifestation. So I have a manifestation. But it's not for me. It's to bless the people, the body of Christ, the sons and daughters. Those saved, those not. Where did you go? Aren't you used to repeating things? You was?
Yeah.
I'm under the Spirit? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, one out of 30 or 40 or 50 was not very good average. A little. See, I have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. I'm anointed. Now, you just said you have a manifestation. Now, if you speak in tongues, we're not talking about that. Because if you speak in tongues, you've got to give an interpretation. How many can speak in tongues here? She's being blessed. She's giggling. Keep clapping. It's okay. Raise your hands again. What am I asking? See, I told you, see? People are not with me all the time. Great. Is everybody back here now? Everybody's here. Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Everybody's here now. See, the Holy Ghost probably wants to play a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. So we all have a manifestation. And we're not talking about tongues. Because if you have a manifestation of tongues, you got to give the interpretation or somebody has to give the interpretation. Right? How many here could give a tongue with interpretation? What's the point in speaking in tongues if you can't do this? See, we've been stuck in neutral, saints. You should be able to give an interpretation. You know what it is? You're not practicing in your prayer closet at home. You're not praying in tongues and waiting to see God speak back to you. Everybody raised their hands and said they could speak in tongues, and only one person said, I can give interpretation. One more? Where's the other one? Two. Two out of all this. Ain't this big? We're trying to go in the Holy Ghost. We're trying to go in the heavenly realm. And we're charismatic, full gospel, And only two people can speak in tongues and give an interpretation. He really wants to grow. He says, praise the Lord for that. We don't want to interpret. You play the piano? Because that note was out of whack. Hallelujah. Think about it. See, I'm up here talking about supernatural things, the gifts of the Spirit. In some way, you stop with tongues. Think about it. We're full gospel, charismatic people. We'll tell people we are. What are you? Oh, I'm full gospel. You're full of it, all right. Hallelujah. See, that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm up here, and I can feel deadness. You know why? We've already prayed in tongues. Now you don't know how to go anywhere. And I'm trying to bring you somewhere. I'm trying to get you blessed. I'm trying to get you beyond the flesh and beyond yourself. See, my ministry is to the fivefold sons and daughters, the body of Christ, to try to get them further into God. That's what my ministry is. So when you come here, you may hear things like, well, I don't ever use that. I don't know that. Well, it's because you don't grow. That's because you're not asking the Holy Spirit to teach you. Because you're not praying in the Spirit. You're not practicing at home and asking the Holy Spirit to teach you how to interpret. Huh? Yeah. Praise God. That's the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's a prayer. You don't have to find out the Lord's Prayer. All you help me, Holy Spirit. That's a prayer. He's a teacher, a counselor, a comforter, a strengthener. He'll teach you how to pray in tongues, and he'll teach you how to interpret. He'll teach you how to... But what's the point? If you're not a good steward over tongues, saints, you can believe what you want. You won't go any further. If you haven't used tongues and gone all the way down to the bottom of the well and found out what all this is about, singing in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, if you haven't used up that gift, well, you can't seem to draw any more about tongues from the Holy Spirit, then you can go on. Say, I want to grow. Then why don't you? You just said you wanted to. Uh-huh. Who wants help? There you go. See, he said, I'll teach you all things. Now, wait a minute now. That covers all things, don't it? Doesn't it? Let's go to 12:8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. See, wisdom is probably the most powerful thing. It teaches you about all things about God. The Bible says that all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus, in Colossians, right? And he's called the word of wisdom here. Because the word was with God, the word became flesh. So it's the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. That's why it's called that. Because God don't want you drawing knowledge and wisdom from someone else. He wants you drawing it from the Word, and the Word really has a relationship with Jesus. Amen? You got that? Hallelujah. The bell keeps going off. You might think there's somebody who's out there selling popcorn or something. Okay, 12:8. So one is given. So we're going to go down through these because you haven't gone any further with tongues and interpretation. You don't know how to do it. The trouble is, you've hung around with people and a part of a body that don't talk about this stuff. Don't try to bring you. Don't try to encourage you. Don't try to bring you into the supernatural realm. And guess what? That's a choice you made. You know why? You know why people don't want to operate in the gifts? Because we're not in control, say, the Holy Spirit is. And human beings want to be in control. I want to know what God's doing. So we all want God to draw us a picture, send us a letter, or knock on our head and say, sit down, I'll teach you. No, God don't work that way. He finds a vessel that's obedient. You'll find it in the prophets, you'll find it in the apostles, you'll find it in Jesus. They were all obedient to what God said. Even Jesus. He said, I say what the Father says. I do what the Father does. Right? So it comes all the way down and all the way down through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. 12:9. To another, faith. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. All that is when you hear, when you say scriptures and faith comes. Now, we're not talking about this faith here. When you have faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That all that is doing is renewing your mind, so your mind will be convinced that you're qualified through the blood of Jesus to do these things. So all it's doing is renewing your mind, building faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So when you hear yourself say the Word of God, you're building a renewed mind into this mind, so that you, this mind can eventually believe that you are what God says you are. Is that clear? Okay. This faith here, he's talking about here, this is a gift. The gifts of the Spirit are gifts, like salvation is a gift. But you have to ask Jesus to come into your life and you receive salvation. This faith right here, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit. If you can't have the faith operating you, you'll never operate in healing. But these are gifts. This is not something you earn by running around three times and spit or say 100 scriptures and all that stuff. These are gifts. Healing is a gift. Amen? This faith here is a gift. When you build up your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit, like we did when we started off, that's building this faith up. That's the holy faith. That's the gift of faith. That's by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Do you agree with that? I always get her to agree. Everybody else is kind of going, well, To another faith. So all these are gift saints. So you can tithe $1,000 an hour. You can say 100 scriptures an hour. These are gifts. Salvation was a gift. Forgiveness is a gift. The blood is a gift. You understand what I'm saying? So many things we're trying to work to, but they're all gifts. They're free. They come to us through Jesus Christ, being born again. So these gifts are in you, and so a lot of people are trying to get healed, and they have a gift of healing that's free. And it's attached to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's attached to the resurrection power. That's what the gift's for. So if he says there is a gift of healing, a gift of faith, we don't have to believe for faith. We have the gift of faith. Right? Isn't that what it says? So everybody here has faith, the gift of faith. Well, you ought to kick that gift of faith in and use it by having tongues interpretation. Starting there. It takes faith to interpret, to stand up in front of people. You know why? Christians always attack. They never come up and say, that was so nice. They'd be going out, I don't believe what he said and she said. Why'd they say that? I don't believe. Hallelujah. To another faith by the same Spirit. And by the way, everybody can... An individual can have all the gifts operating, but it takes different levels, different oil changes to get these to operate. The faith you had for tongues, maybe, or the gifts you have of tongues, you're going to have something. And every one of them has the fruits of the Spirit attached to it, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, faithfulness, and so on and so forth. So if you don't have a lot of, if you have a lot of problems with self, do you know with God, everybody, it's about self? I want something for self. If it's money, if it's for self. If it's a house, it's for self. If it's a ministry, it's for self until we learn. Everything we do. So you got to have self-control. You got to control self with the Word of God. It's about Jesus in your life. It's not about you. It's not about me. A lot of people will disagree with me because I've never taken up a collection. Never have. And God has always provided. We pay $6,600 a month here. Never missed a payment. Never been late. Now, it's not wrong to take up collections because that's scriptural. But God told me not to do it. You know why? When I first got saved, it was all about Ellery. That's why I did. That's why I said, I told my wife, I can do that. They're doing on television. I can do that. See, Ellery had to get humble, had to get rid of pride, had to give the tongue and the heart to God, and find out this ain't about Ellery, this is about Jesus. So, listen, saints, God wants you to know these are gifts. So you don't need faith in this area of healing because you have the gift of faith. See, what we try to do is we try to, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, but that's not the faith that operates here. Hearing by the Word of God is you're hearing yourself say, you're blood bought, you have the mind of Christ, you have favor with God, you're renewing your mind, and you're starting to believe what God says about you. That's what that's about. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So we're talking about gifts here. When you said, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior, forgive my sins, it's a gift. It's a gift. And in that salvation, there's all kinds of beautiful things that we don't receive. Hallelujah. Because we stop at tongues or we stop at salvation. Or we get hooked up with people who don't believe that way. Hallelujah. We got one guy on the radio that says tongues is when you go to France, you can speak in French. He's got an answer for tongues you wouldn't believe. But it has nothing to do with this. And yet, because of his position, you see, everybody respects him. Everybody believes what he's saying instead of checking it out. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Boy, even discerning of spirits, man, that's the reason why a lot of people are led into darkness. Listen, saints, you identify with those things that are in you, you speak light, darkness won't come to you. And if it's trying to come to you, you can discern the spirit of truth, spirit of error. Darkness is a spirit of error. Lying, gossiping, speaking about against your brothers and sisters, sowing discord, it's all darkness. Or if you have thoughts that you'll never make it, that God don't love you, he's never spoken to you, that's darkness. God's spoken to everybody in this place. We just got to learn how to be obedient to what we're hearing. Instead of saying, is that you or the devil, God? You can imagine that. To another, verse 10 again, to another work in miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. See, I think every believer can learn how to interpret. I really do. I think every believer can learn spirit, truth, and error. Amen? See, what God's doing is stirring it up because everybody here has stopped at tongues. When I said how many speak in tongues, quite a few of you did. Those who didn't, if you want it, you just got to ask Jesus to baptize you. I'm not going to call anybody up here and start spitting in your face. It's very easy. Go home in your bedroom, get on your knees and say, if this is true, Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Ghost so you haven't speak in tongues. I receive mine not by someone laying hands on me. I receive it by sitting in my kitchen. That's where I received it. I've been wanting it. I was after it. Then when I started speaking this strange language, I ran in the bedroom, put a machine on, and I recorded it. My mother came over. I told her about it. She wasn't even saved. She said, "Oh, that's tongues, dear." She wasn't even saved. I led her to Jesus myself. She had tried everything else, and I won't say the things she tried because everybody gets upset with me, but hallelujah. So I had it recorded on a machine. And I used to lay for hours and listen to people who spoke about faith, people who spoke about the supernatural. I was trained in my bedroom by the Holy Spirit. I did go through the Assemblies of God only because God told me, and I went kicking and fighting. I didn't want to do that. It was a home type thing. Hallelujah. Well, to another working of miracles. Well, everybody here would like to really have that power flowing through us, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you? See, I honestly believe there's different oil changes to get there. Different anointings. It's just like when Jesus bled seven times at the cross. I think they're different anointings, and we should be able to get the benefits of the thorns on his head, the stripes on his back, the nails in his hands, the spear at his side, the nails in his feet. I think every one of those are different levels that we can have victory in. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So if you don't believe in the virgin birth and you have a problem that Jesus always was and he was a spirit and became flesh, and the reason why he became flesh so we could have victory in the flesh. Amen? See, everybody gets hung up. Well, who was the mother? There was no sex in heaven. There was no partners and marriages in heaven. Why can't we accept that? Well, because he's the son. Well, he became a son in the flesh through the virgin birth. The son of God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Well, one more. But one, verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now, the Amplified that she held up says, as he chooses. Who's got an Amplified here besides her? Nobody? I left mine at home. Well, find that. No, just get me 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Huh? Oh, yeah, I have it on the... thank you, Sue. All these gifts, achievements, abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each person individually exactly as he chooses. So if you and I are willing to go through oil changes, decrease and him increases, he will choose to release things through you. But if you just want to jump on things because you're saved and you think your spirit failed, it says he chooses. If you want the gift of miracles, you have to go through oil changes, saints. You have to decrease. You know why? Because every time you go from one gift to another, you become more pure. It's purifying you. You're becoming more, you get more of the Spirit of God and less of yourself. Just you decrease and he increases. But Jesus said in John 14, you can do the same and even greater. I don't care about greater. I like to just do the same. Amen? She just woke up back. Did you ever say, yeah? Praise God. So the gifts is God's grace, God's power. We have grace and favor with God. We read that earlier, right? We have grace. Healing comes, the gifts are all God's grace. It's favor. You already have favor with the gifts. It's not something you can earn. You already have favor with the gifts. Do you know that? But it depends on how much we're willing to decrease. How often he can change the oil. And that I only say that like an automobile. When an automobile, the old oil stays in it, after a while it gets to stinking. New oil smells nice. So God would want you and I, if you want this, it's entirely up to you. Amen? Hallelujah. The wonderful gifts of the Spirit. But it's as the Holy Spirit chooses, you see. So if I want to go through the Holy Ghost school, and I want to get my oil changed, and we'll always get in the flesh and sin. But there is a purity as you start getting more than one gift operating in you. And the only thing pure about that is you're more Holy Ghost, you're more Jesus, you're more than you are yourself. The flesh is starting to die. So I want to encourage everybody here who can pray in tongues or spend time. Now listen, saints, you got to spend time in the prayer closet. You got to pray in tongues. Then you got to have the peace of God will come upon you. You ask God to speak to you. And as he interprets and speaks to you, you'll be able to do it and bless the people in the church. Well, what if I do it and someone jumps on me? That's good. You're in school. You're supposed to have people come against you. Oh, I don't know about that. I think I'll just stay over here and be comfortable. Well, this ministry probably won't help you much because you don't want to go on. You don't want to be part of the fivefold. You don't want to be the bride. You don't want to be part of the body of Christ. You don't want to be sons and daughters. You don't want to be kings and priests. He don't want to play the piano. Yeah. Praise God. I just had to say that. See, I believe when I'm up here, everything I hear, I say. I think it's God. Well, if you can get God out of him playing the piano, that's a good thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's important to understand, if we just rewind a little bit, Jude 1:20, build up your most holy faith. 1 John 2:20, 2:27, the Holy Spirit will teach you, right? Because it's as he chooses, we all would like to operate in miracles. Wouldn't you like to see miracles? Do you know when you read about people, Catherine Kuhlman, a bunch of people who have gone before us? They had many oil changes. They knew about the purity of God. They knew the battles that they had to go through with the flesh. So when some people say to me, I think I'm another Catherine Kuhlman, I yeah, right. And all those that have gone before us are now with Jesus, and all those gifts are ready to be deposited in other people. And it comes through the Holy Spirit teaching you how to walk, how to have the renewed mind, how to understand faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, how to understand these gifts because they are gifts. When you think about it, we try to get people healed by them confessing the Word of God. Well, there is some good to that because you renew your mind, you start to believe what God's saying, you see. But really, when it comes down to the healing miracles, they're gifts. They're gifts of the Holy Spirit. Right? Now, this is the way it should happen. If someone needs a miracle, the Holy Spirit should choose to release that power through Chris, me, you, into that individual. But we haven't gone through the oil changes. We haven't decreased, you see. We've got our focus on God for self. Amen? Does that make sense to you? Most of us, it's about self. And everybody has this battle. If you're going through a battle, it's a good thing. You're blessed. Do you know that? Well, I don't want to do that. Well, go live in a closet or something. You can't. If you're in the world, you're going to get boo. You're going to have battles. You know why? He's trying to change your oil. He's trying to increase your faith. He's trying to take you into the other realm. And the only way you can get there is for testings and trials to come. They won't last forever, Peter said. We complain. We don't want to go through anything. Just give me your money, God. Hallelujah. You don't say it that way. Only male says it that way. But that's what we, when we say to God, when we go to God for all these things that we hear we can have. We don't seek the kingdom. God said, I'll add it to you. Listen, saints, there's oil changes. And the Holy Ghost is the filling station. And if you're not willing to go through and go through testings and trials and get rid of this flesh, and I don't know how far you're willing to go, but there is suffering, saints, in the flesh. I'm telling you, if you want to get there, if you'll study the apostles, the prophets wrote the Old Testament, the apostles wrote, prophets wrote the Old Testament, the apostles wrote the New Testament, and they said, build on the apostles, prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. You know why? They walked with Jesus. And they all went through problems, didn't they? We don't want any. We don't want any. That's the reason why people stop at tongues and not interpretation. You know why? You start giving interpretation, people are going to try to eat your lunch. And when they do, you say, "Praise! I'm blessed, they're attacking me. Praise God." But some people, it bothers and bothers and bothers and bothers them. Gee, you ought to be in these shoes for 34 years. I've gotten letters, I've gotten all kinds of sweet stuff. I could stand up here and be, send out for pizza, be here till 3 o'clock in the morning, and never tell the same story twice. God, listen, saints, this ministry is about the fivefold, the body of Christ, sons and daughters, kings and priests, thumbs, fingers. That's what it's about, to get everybody going, moving in the same direction so we have a corporate anointing. If you can only believe in tongues, you can't interpret. How are we gonna believe that there's a Shekinah glory here? Huh? I say it, do you get it? Well, we're going to get some ear things, and we're going to stick it in your ears, and you're going to go home and play it over and over and over and over and over and over until you throw up on my voice. Praise God. God, I'm not putting any down. Saints, what I'm trying to tell you, listen to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. What should we read? God's Spirit. Jeez, I thought they left. Is upon me. And I expect favor in every situation. I expect success and favor with God and man, and God's love and favor flow through me, extending to others every day. I live to be a blessing to others, not for what I can get from others. Everybody wants to know what it's in for me. What is it in for me? What do I get out of this? You can get a spanking, you can get a testing, you can get a trial. They're all blessings. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, almost done here. See, I bind bitterness. I bind rebellion. I bind strife. I bind control. I bind insecurity. I bind jealousy. I bind depression. Holy Spirit, teach me how to walk out of these and into the mind of Christ, the victory of the blood, the victory of the suffering, the victory of the virgin birth, The victory of the death. The victory of the resurrection. Thank you, Jesus. See, you've got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you walk out of these things. Amen? Say, I give God tonight all my pride. See, we don't want to keep a little bit back. We want to give it all to Him. Amen? Say, I bind the spirit of confusion. See, he tries to get us in confusion. When you stop at tongues and you can't interpret it because you haven't heard and you haven't found out why you can't interpret, you see, you're walking in confusion, a spirit of error. Because God's an ongoing God. He's an ongoing. He wants to school you. He wants to school you. He wants you to keep on going. He wants you to arrive at a place where you truly believe you're a son. You believe, truly believe you're a daughter and a king and a priest. And we are the bride and we're washed in the blood and those type of things. We can say that and we should confess it because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But there comes a time when it becomes a part of you. Amen? And that's light. And the devil can't come to light. The devil's darkness. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Put that on, how great thou art. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to play this song. I want you to close your eyes, if you would, please. If you want to be rebellious and keep mobile, that's okay. Praise God. Worship Him, saints. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Yes, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, I said earlier, praise, you see, the gifts are for the power to flow, or the ministry to flow, and so that you can receive the power of God. That's what God the Holy Spirit is going to do now. So if there's anybody here who wants prayer, did anybody get healed when I said shoulder? Did you have a shoulder problem, you in the red here? Is it healed? Not yet. That's okay. It will be. Hallelujah. Praise. Anybody else have a shoulder problem? Is it still there? It's not hurting now. Anybody else? You have a shoulder problem there? Raise your hand, arm up in Jesus' name. Is it still hurting? It's better. Well, you see, I gave a word of knowledge about shoulders, and I said something about the groin and everything else, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody about this here, but all you got to do is receive. God's love is in this place tonight. I can feel oil on my lips. The Holy Spirit is going to release power tonight. Hallelujah. That's for ministry. You see, praise, you see, that's for Him coming upon us. And when you minister, it's for the power of God to flow through you. Amen? That's why I'm trying to get people to want to grow tongues, interpretation, healings, words of knowledge and wisdom and so on. So it's really important, saints. If you're a thumb, you should have the fullness to be a thumb. If you're a finger, if you're in the fivefold ministry, you should have the fullness of that call. And the only way you're going to get it is to be challenged by the Word of God and to hear, be encouraged and to hear what you have to do, your oil changes and the school of the Holy Spirit and so on and so forth. Because everybody here can go as far as you want with God. There's no stop signs. Amen? Hallelujah. So if anybody wants prayer, release and feel the presence or the peace or the power of God tonight, wherever that may be. Some of you may want to be get your emotions set free. Some of you may have some mind problems. Some may have some physical problems. But the power of God will drive it all out. Jesus is here tonight. Amen? And because of the virgin birth and because of the suffering and because of the death and because of the resurrection, He did it in the flesh so we can get the benefits of these gifts. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. So if you want prayer, come up here now in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What do you have? Something wrong? Was your leg asleep, or you have something wrong with your leg? It was asleep? What's that? So you have some problem? You have problems with circulation?
Just now.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, what'd you do? Bust it?
No, I was working.
Oh. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody close their eyes here, up front here, and raise your hands to the Lord. Praise Him now. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, I have come to receive Your healing, Your healing gift, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, I touch Him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise You. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the healing power of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, I release the healing power of Jesus. Oh, thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, I release my faith, Lord Jesus, the gift of faith, healing into her shoulder right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, the power of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. The power of Jesus. Oh. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh.
I want more of him and less of me.
The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh.
Less of me, Lord. Less
of me. Power of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus, the power.
I have memory problems and like a deaf and dumb spirit. And this ADHD, lack of focus, it's been, the enemy has just really tried to crush me.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind this spirit of confusion right now in Jesus' name. I bind this dumb spirit in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for the blood covenant, Lord, that she's under, and for the gift of healing, Lord, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I release my faith, Lord, and I heal her mind in Jesus' name. Yes, the healing power of Jesus going into this mind right now. But we can do the same, Lord. And you're interested in freeing minds and emotions, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body. And right now, Lord, I speak the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan, you're going to free her in Jesus' name. Principalities and powers, you're going to free her in Jesus' name. The peace of God is on her. The peace of God is flowing through her because light is being spoken into her mind. Light is being spoken into her emotions in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Every bit of it is gone in Jesus' name. We speak to this mountain. To the faith of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, I am going to, by faith, blow on her. Let her receive. Let her receive tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. The anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Give him great desires, Lord Jesus, to go deeper with you, Lord Jesus. Let your oil of the Holy Spirit flow all through his body. Drive him, Lord, out into the desert, Lord. Let him experience you out there, Lord, like Moses did, that you'll supply every need, Lord. The spiritual desert walk, Lord, for your son, Lord. Let him come out refreshed, Lord, like you did, Jesus. When you went out in the desert by the Holy Ghost, you came out by the Holy Ghost, and you came out refreshed, Lord Jesus. You came out in the power. Let him come out in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let him know that this was all God. This was all God in his life, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, blessed Jesus. Oh, the power, the impartation of the power of the gifts of the Spirit into him, in Jesus' name. Being imparted to him in Jesus' name, all through his spirit, all through his spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that our God supplying her need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This is my prayer, that she can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens her. No matter what's in her way, she can do it through Jesus Christ. And so right now, Lord, I pray for the power, a fresh oil change, Lord, a fresh oil change in the name of Jesus. A fresh oil change. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, a fresh oil change, Lord. The peace of God, Lord. A fresh oil change all through her body, Lord. All through her mind, all through her emotions, Lord. I pray over her home right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord. The peace, Lord. The peace that causes the storms to stand still, Lord, in Jesus' name. That she's a daughter, Lord. It'll be free, Lord. By the teaching of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Presence of Jesus, oh, the power of Jesus, hallelujah, oh, Lord Jesus, the power of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, the power of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, a fresh oil change, Lord, take her to another level, Lord. Take her to another level, Lord. Great desires rising up in her by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let everything I can see like a windshield, and the windshield wiper is wiping the water away. The Holy Spirit is wiping some hurts away, and he's going to keep it away. You're going to focus on some new things in your life by the Spirit of God because your new life is in the Spirit. And that's the life you're going to focus on. And the Holy Spirit's going to give you some wisdom about some things that you haven't been quite sure about. It is God, but you don't have any depth in it. And the Holy Spirit's going to give you some wisdom because he's going to take from Jesus. That Jesus is going to release. He's going to take it from Jesus and release it into you. There's some true words of wisdom that's going to come into your life. Words of wisdom that's going to come into your life. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord, for your daughter and what you're doing in her life and continue to do, Lord. Things will change, Lord. I can see God is telling me about there's a rainbow coming out. There's a rainbow coming out in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, whoa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Standing up for Matthew.
Father God, we touch his son right now, Matthew, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That I pray, Lord, our God shall supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I break all assignments of Satan, all assignments of principalities and powers in Jesus' name. And Father God, this impartation from the dead into the son, Lord, is happening right now, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the wonderful power, Lord. The wonderful power that flows through the dead into the son, Lord. Oh, yes, the impartation, Lord, into Matthew right now. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Praise you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is ministering to you. Oh, it's his power. It's the love of Jesus. It's the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's all you, Jesus. It's all you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's all you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, this wonderful impartation, this peace. Peace, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God says, my son, there has been a very difficult time that has risen up, and you can't beat it down with your flesh. In the loudness of your voice, unless the loudness of your voice is calling my name and speaking my word into that given situation. But God says, my son, it's dissolving. It's dissolving. You're going to see a victory like you've never seen before, because God's grace and God's favor is going to be upon it. There has been great struggles and great battles and in your mind, in your emotions, and sometimes you haven't known how to handle it and what to do about it. But God says, if you'll call upon me and lean not to your own understanding, if you'll acknowledge me, I'll direct your path. I'll bring you into victory. I'll bring you into victory. I have much grace, much favor to manifest in your life. So God says, my son, you will have the favor, you will have the grace, and you will have the wisdom to pull down some strongholds. God says, my son, he's rising up the Spirit of God, the anointing that breaks the yoke in your life and bondages in your life. At the peace of God, many years ago, several years ago, you was called to serve me and to come into a certain part of the ministry. And you kind of folded away from that. And because of attacks of the enemy, you didn't know at that time, but God's recalling it back to you, because the gifts and the callings are irrevocable. What he asked you to do some time ago, you'll finish the race, because God don't quit, and God's faithful to his blood covenant, and you're under his blood covenant. So God says, my son, everything looked gray and dark, but now light is going to come, and happiness is going to come, and grace and favor is going to come and fall upon you. You will be a changed person for my glory. You'll return back to the fields where you were eating one time, in the green grass and the new beginnings that come from this green grass. You shall return to it, because your heart has been opened to me tonight, saith the Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, the presence of you, Jesus. The power of your Spirit, Lord. The power of your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Oh.
power of your Spirit, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen? Isn't God good? Hallelujah. How's your shoulder now, dear? It's good now? Can you give the Lord a clap offering? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. What happened to the other shoulder there, lady? Did she leave her? Huh? She did? Oh, okay. Well, hey. Praise God. Father God, in Jesus' name. Ooh. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good? Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. Isn't all things possible with Him? God's a great God, a good God, a loving God, a God of grace. Amen? Father God, we thank You and we praise You right now as we lift up and honor our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the peace in this place. We thank You for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank You for the praise and worship. We thank You for those wonderful gifts, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that we've been refreshed tonight. And we thank You for being in Your presence, Lord. It can only be done by the power of Your Holy Spirit. But we exalt and lift You up as our Lord, our King, our Savior. We release our faith in the virgin birth, Lord. We release our faith in the suffering of Christ. We release our faith in the death of You, Lord Jesus. We release our faith in the resurrection power. We release our faith, Lord, in the seven places that You bled, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that we'll go into the victory of those places that You bled, Lord, in our hands, in our mind, on our backs, Lord, in our feet, in our hearts, Lord. We just give You praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we're going to have the victory as we receive the wisdom and the teaching of the Holy Spirit within us. Father God, I ask, Lord, that you refresh and encourage all of us, Lord, to seek out, Lord, those gifts, Lord, and ask the Holy Spirit to counsel and teach us, Lord Jesus, so that because revival is going to come, Lord, the gifts that have been returned back to You in heaven, Lord, I know that You're ready and willing, Lord, to release those into people's lives, Lord. But we must grow, Lord, and get our oil changed a number of times and learn, Lord, and decrease, and You increase, Jesus. We give You praise and honor and glory. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen.